demonstration.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Here we go now.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show?
I like it.
This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show. This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Welcome to the program. My name is Penrod. Munch, Paul hanging out. Paul, getting ready to do some sports. Is there some good stuff in sports today, Paul? I think there is.
I mean, I'll try my best, you know.
That's all we ask is you try your best. Coming up in the program this morning, Pam pointed out, guys, that we're morons.
Newsflash, coming from a woman.
Yeah, she listened to the program yesterday, and she said we're morons. So we're going to discuss that. Plus, did you guys party pretty hard when you were younger? I know Paulie did. I know Paulie put some partying down.
I was epic. I'll just say that right now. Oh, yeah. There's legend that because of me.
Explains a lot. Mm-hmm. It really does. Yeah. Explains a lot for all three of us, actually. So we're going to discuss that coming up here in a little bit. We've got the news of the world. We've got sports coming up in this couple minutes. We've got the Rock Report. As always, don't forget, you can download the podcast for the show. It's on all the podcast platforms and whatnot, and listen to anything you may have missed. I don't know if you guys heard this or not. Do you know who Reverend Kenneth Copeland is?
Is it Stuart Copeland's dad?
No.
Somebody put his gospel to music, his preaching.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break.
You know what? And apparently it has worked because the COVID-19 numbers, they are dropping, if you haven't heard. Yeah, they're dropping. All because of Mr. Kenneth Copeland right there. Rock on.
Thanks, buddy.
Today, we speak to this atmosphere.
I had to bust out another one. I mean, the last one was kind of sleepy. This one's way better, right? Welcome back to the program.
From Southern California.
My name is Penrod.
Texas.
That's Kenneth Copeland. Rocking out. But let's talk about partying, shall we? All right, we're going to join the party. Guys, we've talked about this amongst ourselves a little bit, that we've had a history of doing a little partying. Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's fairly obvious that we've all partied a little bit too hard. And this is mainly in our 20s. I'm an old man now. I don't party like I used to.
Never did.
I did. I mean, a little bit that... I don't know how much you know about it. I think you probably, Munch and I, you and I have been friends for a long time. Paul and I have too. Actually, Paul and I have been friends longer. So you probably both know that I could party like a rock star at one point. I mean, I ended up in a mental institution and trying to, you know, take my own life at one point because I was partying too hard.
Yeah,
I didn't party that hard.
I mean, that's part hard partying right there. And that's bad news.
It's too hard.
That's bad. There's one time, let me tell you, this is a true story. There was one time that I was doing some illegal things and ended up, it was like this little tab, you know what I'm talking about, those little stamps that you used to be able to get way back in the day. I don't know if you can still get them now. I stood and stared at a streetlight for probably 4 hours. Yeah.
Some friends you had, they just let you stand there.
Yeah. It's bad news. I mean, the effects of it, I'm seeing the effects of it today, and I bring it up because I've seen this study that says hard partying in your 20s raises your risk of heart problems later in life by 9 times.
I'll tell you why.
That it makes you forgetful, which, obviously,
what?
I mean, I'm forgetful.
What were we talking about?
What were we talking about? Yeah. So I just wanted to start the program like this with a warning. You can't party too hard because you're going to pay for it later in life. You know what I mean? There's only one type of party that you want to have now as we get older. I'm not sure if you know what kind of party that is.
Today is a panty party!
That's the only parties we want these days is panty parties. That's that's the kind of party. Sweet. I want to go to, especially with Tyra Banks.
Thought she said fanny party, but okay, either way is good.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Hotline to Happiness, always open, 888-PENROD-1, 888-736-7631. So yesterday, guys, Pam was listening to the show, and she told me we're all morons.
No, not good.
Why don't she got to include me?
And it's not.
Why?
Because we failed to catch something in this thing.
They say if you put your shoe size and add 2 zeros, minus the year you were born, plus the year you're on, you should get this number. And the last 2 digits is your age or how old you should be turning this year.
Okay. Yeah, so she said we're morons because we didn't figure that out. Because really the first number she said means nothing. We could have put any number in there. Because it's just going off the last 2 numbers.
Oh.
So you know how we put like. That. I know. Well, we're stupid. So, I mean, it's just. Yeah. She goes, look it. I'll do it. She was showing me. I'm like, look at here. Let's just put this number in. And then she did the math. I'm like, oh, look at there. Because you're doing it based on your year you were born and the current year. So you do the math, just subtracting those, you know, then you're.
So the shoe size doesn't.
2 zeros. So why do?
So the shoe size means nothing. We're just.
So I embarrass myself for no reason.
Yes, we're just absolute morons.
That's right, Smallfoot.
Shut up.
Well, at least we know who's got the bigger feet.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for news of the world.
You hear me?
With Munch.
5, 4.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
I don't know what happened in Florida, but not only are their newsmakers bad at what they do, the news reporters are. Gainesville, Florida, yet again, it's either Florida or Ohio. A woman beat up another woman.
Always.
By using. Using a shower curtain rod. This isn't funny.
Why would that happen?
Yeah. This was after they exchanged vehicular blows with their cars. Yeah.
She then got out, told the victim she had a gun, and hit them with a curtain rod.
Curtain.
Curtain?
Curtain.
A curtain.
What's a curtain?
Curtain. Yeah. Where's the tea, babe?
But see, okay. Real quick, though, you were reading the story,
but
you were fixing it, right? Because.
Yeah.
The grammar was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Right from the news site,
From the news site. WCJB. If they even spelled that right, maybe it takes you to the wrong website. You're acronymically challenged.
It's amazing what you can find on the internet, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is?
Amazing.
Oh, I could tell you some things.
I mean, and it's not all good. It's not all good.
No.
I mean, in the Rock Report, I don't know if you heard Tommy Lee... was on the show with Steve-O, which I met, and Steve-O's crazy as can be.
Oh, yeah.
And Tommy Lee talked about how to smuggle drugs across the border without using your body as a cavity. So that's on the internet. So that's out there. That's out there now. Plus, this is out there.
All right, so I'm approaching extremely suspiciously like a shoplifter.
This guy's going to tell you how to steal a bike.
And there's a lady like 2 feet away from me. Not saying anything.
Yeah. So he's about to steal a bike.
I'm riding away and kind of
just riding away on a bike. Showed how to steal a bike. Well, now that was I saw that one a while though. Now listen to this one. You ever see those new fancy vending machines? They're all digital now, and you know they've got the Chips Ahoy in them and the Oreos and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Listen to this little hack.
All right, guys, I'm gonna show you how to get anything you want out of a vending machine. So as you can see, we have Chips Ahoy in there,
says it's $1, right? You do star 17-2298 pound. Now I can get anything I want. Say I want selection 31. Bada boom.
Wait, what was that code? Because the vending machine here has got some really great snacks in it.
I know. What was that code again?
All right, guys, I'm going to show you how to get anything you want out of a vending machine.
So fast forward, fast see, forward.
We have Chips Ahoy in there.
Okay. Write the code down.
$1, right? You do star 17-2298 pound. Now, I can get anything I want. Say I want selection 31. Bada boom.
All right. Did you write that down? Did you write down the code that time? Because I did. What, Paul?
Was that the wasn't that the code on Contra to like Ultimate Three Lives or something?
Contra. Oh my god!
Kind of the same thing.
Oh my god! You're going back.
It's star 17-2298.
Text
pound.
That to me.
I almost said hashtag because that's the way the world's
run
going
out during the break here, and I'm going to get some. Text it to me, will you? Text it.
Give me some Cheetos, bro.
Knock, knock. I'll text it right over.
Sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
Guys, why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know.
Because they're good at it.
That was a horrible joke. God. No, get rid of that. We're back with more of the Penrod Show next.
I like it.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod. Got sports coming up with Paul coming up in just a few minutes. Bunch hanging out. So, you know, and I'm sure you've noticed this, when you're looking through the Facebook, and my kids hate it when I call it the Facebook. And I started doing that when the movie came out. Yeah, I started doing it when the movie came out. So I was like, I'm calling it the Facebook. You ever notice how the Facebook always has ads for things you're talking about pop up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's listening.
Okay.
But it's doing way more than listening.
Okay. Here's what you do. You click on your Facebook app. Follow me. You click on these little bars down here in the right-hand side. You're going to scroll to settings, okay? You're going to scroll to settings, and then you're going to scroll up where it says your Facebook information. You're going to click on off Facebook activity. It says here, view or clear activity from businesses and organizations you visit off of Facebook.
You hear that?
Facebook is viewing your activity that you conduct when you're off of Facebook.
Yeah.
They're tracking every app
Everything.
That you visit. What do you do? How do you turn this thing off? Well, first and foremost, you go here. You got to clear the history. Now you go more options, manage future activity, turn this puppy off.
Turn the puppy off.
Yeah. Okay.
Hear that?
They're
tracking everything.
Oh. Yeah.
Every app you use. Plus, if you go to the bank and it picks up the GPS location where you're at,
yeah,
it's going to mark it to you that way. What the heck? What do you think, Paul?
Unfortunately, I don't have any money. I don't have any money, so that's good. And I guess if they want to play Candy Crush with me, I guess they can do that too. Not going to get much from my phone.
This guy's broke and likes to play free video games.
He's really not an essential target. Marketing failure. Yeah.
No wonder no ads ever pop up on your Facebook feed, right?
He gets ads for Get a Life. You know.
Yes. Self-help courses pop up.
Yeah.
Pyramid schemes, everything. That's everything popping up on Paul's feed.
Mail-in bride. Yeah, well, something, you know, even though you got your girlfriend, Arlene. You poor guy, no money. Oh, you're on this
show. It's scary. It's just scary, though, on how much they're tracking us.
I think there's
a new thing out there trying to compete with Facebook now, too. Now, I don't know. We'll get into that at another time, but maybe it's time we all just abandon it. I don't know. Coming up, sports with Paul in just a few on the Penrod Show.
Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
The wild world of sports and the lighter side of things. What's going on, Paul?
Well, Marlins CEO Derek Jeter had some tough news for his fans this week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that the stadiums in the state will only be able to open to 25% capacity, which is about 9,500 fans. Fortunately for Jeter, the Marlins have a hard time drawing 9,500 fans when there isn't a pandemic, so they shouldn't be too hurt by that one. So, keeping with the baseball theme, FanGraphs came out with its postseason odds. So basically a percentage of, you know, what teams have a chance, the best chance to make the playoffs, whatever. So the defending champion Dodgers, number one, of course, they're at 96.7%. You go to the Yankees, they're like 91.6. Now, if you're a fan of the Baltimore Orioles, just don't even bother showing up this year because they have a 0.0% chance. So that's a problem. But hey, for Derek Jeter, he's in luck. The Marlins are at 0.7%, so
you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes. And, you know, pitchers and catchers are reporting for spring training this week, Penrod. So here's the deal. So they're going to Arizona. They're going to Florida. I know it's been a while since we've had baseball. Definitely been a while since we've been to a game in person.
Yeah.
So we've had some help here from our friends from Germany to help us, give us a primer for when we get back to the ballpark.
Okay.
We have some pillows on the dirt. People just stand all around to make a grabbing of the downstairs. Look around, look around. Then man with stick is there.
What the?
And then man look at stick man. Boom. He throw a ball to the stick man. If he make a miss of three time, then out. But if four time, but the throw is bad, boom, then he may walk to a pillow.
Walk
but
to a pillow.
If he hit a ball very far, then he may run on all the pillows around the pillows. And sometimes someone is stealing the pillows. If you hit a man with a ball, then he may run to the pillows. And many people, they sit in a trench and they look around and they...
What was that?
Spit in the head.
Spit.
Then they run to the field. After seven times of run on field, everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Take me on to the ball game. That's the only thing I figured out, the whole thing. After seven times around the field, we sing a song about popcorn. So, got more sports coming up for you here in just a little bit. At first, I'm like, what is he talking about pillows? I had no idea what the deal was. Hey, follow us on social media if you want. It's at Penrod Radio. Don't forget, you can download the podcast from the program anytime after it airs. The last couple weeks are up there. Hey, we are coming back with more. An apparent hack and the web watch is on the way on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod. Munch, Paul hanging out. Before we get to the web watch, this is kind of a web watch. You got kids. Actually, this doesn't really affect you and I, Munch, because our kids are older. Uh-huh. Although it could be fun to play a joke on them. You know how TVs have, like, parental things on it. So do iPhones. I had no idea.
All right, check this out. You swipe down, type in guided. Guided access will come up. Okay? Guided access keeps the iPhone in a single app. It uses a triple tap. So you go to the app you want to use. You open it up. Here's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, same one that everybody watches on YouTube. What you want to do is start playing it. Put your phone to the side. This works for any app. Triple click it. Guided access has started. Now triple click it again. Enter your passcode. Go to options. Turn off all of these buttons here.
I know there's a lot of information there, but basically what he's saying is you can go in and make it so the kids can't screw up your phone. I mean, you don't want to tell them you got to triple tap it. So, like, if your little kid's playing on your phone, which a lot, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I go into a store or a restaurant, there's kids playing on the parents' phone.
Yeah.
So basically, you can make it so they're stuck in the app. They can't get out. They can't go read your Snapchats. They can't go look at anything that they shouldn't. So it's a pretty cool hack if you want to look that one up. I'm sure you can find it online.
Cool. Weird.
It's just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
Well, the Web Watch today has nothing to do with Paul's financial stuff, but it's called thisiswhyimbroke.com. Thisiswhyimbroke.com, which if you go to this website, anything stupid, crazy, weird you can buy is there. All the weird things.
Looking at some of the stuff.
The no air phone.
The what?
The no air phone. You can get a no air phone from there.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a taco holder that also is a adult toy.
I saw
at the same time.
That's handy.
Wow.
I like this winter trapper hat that looks like you're a sand person, with but blue. If you remember Star Wars, the sand people, it is a winter trapper hat, and you look, honest to God, you look like a sand people from Star Wars, the very first one. This is ridiculous. $18.
There's a duty knife on there. Oh. A duty knife. Yeah. This is why I'm broke. You need to check that out. That's today's Web Watch on the Penrod Show. 'Cause I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar. See, I love it when I drop something in like this. Both the guys across the council start headbanging. I don't tell them I'm playing this stuff, but I like to throw these little things in the little Henley Rollins and the liar.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about lying? Well, there's some new studies out. That teaches you how to pick out a liar, how to spot a liar. It's coming out of some university. And it basically says when somebody's lying, they have some pauses. Like if you're going to lie, the best thing to do is start talking right away. Don't think about your answer because right away they think you're lying. Don't smile while you're delivering a lie. Hmm. Those are two tips they say. Well, I suppose, yeah.
Which is a funny lie. Hold on.
And okay. Cadence. Yeah. Cadence in their speech is a big thing if someone's lying. So you got to I'm going to tell a story, short one, and you're each going to tell me a story. We're going to see who's lying here. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
So when I was probably 10 years old, I broke into a neighbor down the street's garage. And I stole, I'm admitting I stole, a hand grenade and a machete. That's my story.
It's a lie.
Huh?
It's a lie.
I don't think it's true.
No, that's true. I did that.
Well, actually, I know what town he's from, so it's probably
I did that.
True.
No, I did that. I mean, it was an empty hand grenade, thank God. But no, that's absolutely true.
A liar.
No, I'm not a liar.
Pants on fire.
My pants are fine. I'm not lying. Paul, what do you got, buddy?
So when I was in grade school, I went to Catholic grade school, and
lie.
I got a little fed up with... No, that's true. I didn't even get to the end of it yet. We got a little fed up with the penguins, so we decided that we were going to egg the convent one night and walk back the next day, and I looked up, and it looked really bad. Like, I had to go and wash it off.
You lie.
Afterwards.
You're lying.
Good.
You're lying. Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. We actually egged the convent, dude.
Oh my God. You wow.
I'm going to hell.
Wow.
You
Munch, you know what? I'll be honest. I don't think I can pick out if you're lying.
What the heck is that supposed to mean? Let me try and tell a story, and then you see if I'm lying, all right?
We're gonna come back and hear Munch's story in just a minute, because he's going to be the toughest to decide if he's a liar or not, that's for sure. I mean, so I told the truth. Paul told the truth, right? You were truthing?
It was the bad truth, yes.
Both of us were pretty bad. I mean, you egged a convent, and I stole from an old man and took a machete and a hand grenade. We're talking about lies because there's new science out about how you can tell if somebody's lying. And part of it is they pause before. You can tell if they're lying based on this face. And they're actually developing facial recognition that can tell if somebody's lying. So
interesting.
Here's the thing. I've known both of you guys a long time. And Munch just has a way of talking that, I'll be honest, I can't tell if he's lying or not.
What? I feel bad. I feel hurt. I feel honored. At the same time,
you're lying.
So, no, honestly, I feel bad, hurt, and honored all at the same time. It's a really weird mix of emotions.
Life.
I'm gonna tell you a story. When I had a party at the age of 16, I believed for the longest time after having met him that my father-in-law was the man who arrested me.
I want to say that's not a lie.
It feels like it could be true.
It does.
Doesn't it?
And he didn't pause. He was very confident on it. I mean, I can't really see his face too well because the microphone thing is in front of it, the muff cover on the microphone. So
he just laughed. He's lying.
Is that a lie?
Are you asking or telling?
No, I'm asking. Are you lying or not?
No, it's 100% true. I found the ticket, my arrest warrant or arrest ticket or arrest papers, and it was not his name on it. But I swore for like 15 of my 26 years of marriage that my father-in-law was the man who arrested me when I was 16 years old. And it was not him. Wow. Looked like him.
But wow. It was not so him. What do we prove today? That we're all delinquents, basically. We just proved we've all are delinquents. And we want to prove more that society is full of stupid people.
I need more.
This woman,
that's what a dozen is,
bought a dozen donuts, and she thought a dozen was 50. She went back in. She went to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, ordered a Dunkin' Donuts dozen, didn't get 50, went back in and complained that there wasn't 50 donuts there. I'm completely ashamed of our society and our public school system. I don't know about you guys, but I don't play video games anymore. However, back in the day,
yeah,
I could play. I really could. I'll give one of you guys $2 if you can identify the artist to this song. Without Googling it, don't Google it. Have you even heard this before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It's a little Pac-Man fever. Huh?
Is it Billy Squire? No, it's not Billy Squire.
What's that, Billy Squire?
Don't make fun of me. I'm guessing.
Well, you're wrong.
Jerk.
So, we grew up in the early days of video games, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Nintendo. Remember Nintendo? What would you
64.
Do?
Yeah.
What would you do if the Nintendo cartridge wasn't working?
Oh. You blew on it.
Oh, that's right. You would blow on it, right, Paul? Paul guess knows. What? Yeah. Guess what?
What?
That's a farce. Never 30, worked.
35 years
it
later?
It didn't work.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it just come out. I just read this, that it did nothing for it. It was basically, you putting it in and out was a game of chance, really. It was like the very first slot machines we had as kids. They were training us to be habitual gamblers by pulling it out. You blow on it. One person tried it. Then the next person, hey, you got to try this. And it did. And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
Wow.
So blowing on your Nintendo cartridges did nothing for it. Not a fact.
So they were just messing with us the whole time.
Well, somebody thought it worked, and then it just kind of,
yeah,
you know, crap runs downhill. What, Munch?
That was before, like, viral video where we'd fall prey to it. That kind of like, that was like word of mouth.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just blow on
it. And everybody knew it. I mean, right away, Paul knew the answer. Blow on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can fix a lot of things by blowing on it. But we thought originally you could fix the video game thing by doing that. Didn't do any good.
Didn't do a dang thing.
No, I don't play video games anymore. I know Munch was playing Fortnite or something. Well, I like your 12-year-old teeny bopper.
So what? 35 years, though, I've been blowing on the same Nintendo cartridge and nothing's happened. Bad marriage.
It's like kind of like your marriage, I guess. Coming back with more fun, we got sports and everything. Call us, 888-PENROD1.
No news in the world. That's gone. Yeah, that's fine.
You remember that song, Munch?
I don't really. I don't.
What? I like it because it's a cover. It's a cover of a song. It was an old song by the Pet Shop Boys. It's a Sin. But that's actually Ghost. The rock band Ghost doing
it. He sounds just like the Pet Shop Boys guy. You sure it's not the same singer?
No, it's not the same singer. It's Ghost.
You got to be mad at me when I'm like, okay.
So right. Why are we talking about sinning? Well, a list of the most sinful states have come out.
Oh.
And they're ranking this on vices and anger and hatred, jealousy, greed, lust, you know, the seven deadly sins that were in the movie Seven, which is one of my favorite movies next to Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. But we have to figure out what actually first, Munch, before we move any forward, what is a sin? And we go to Father Mike for that information.
It's either the absence of a thing or the distortion of a thing, right? So the only thing that exists is a good, truth, beauty. Those are things that exist. Evil is always going to be an absence of a good, or it's the distortion, the willed intentional distortion of a good. That's why it feels good to sin. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny. The only sin that doesn't have any kind of good feelings about it is envy. It doesn't make anyone feel good ever, but we still do it.
There you go. That's what Father Mike says about sin. We should know all about that. We both went to Catholic school.
Yeah, well, I tried. Yeah.
I mean, I feel every day that I'm a sinner. But they put out a list of the most sinful cities, and number one on the list, take a guess. I think it's easy. Who number one
cities
is on the list.
Or states?
States.
Okay, I know the answer, so I can't.
It's Nevada. Nevada, sinful city. Jealousy, vices, state. Greed. State. Thank you. It's the drugs. Remember the drug problem we talked about earlier today?
Yeah. You're not
followed by California, Texas, Georgia, Florida. There's a lot of sin happening in this world.
Why Florida? I mean, there's too many old people in Florida.
You would think they're not sinning in Florida. You would think they're trying to get into heaven. So they would not be sinning in Florida. I think they would be on their best behavior if they're in Florida. But I think maybe it comes from everything else that's down there. The debauchery of spring break. The racing, the mouse. Oh. I mean, the mouse is a sin in itself. So I think that's what it is. So if you want to be a sinner, head to Nevada. We're back with more of the show.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back. My name is Penrod. Paul's getting ready for sports at the moment. Munch hanging out with me right now.
Yo.
And your kid's got TikTok, or your kid has TikTok, right?
Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
My kids are all over it. And it's weird. I'm not, but I happen to see videos that are shared with me all the time. Actually, my ex-wife always shares stupid videos with me on the TikTok. I don't know why. But there's a, I don't know if it's a challenge or just stupidity is a contagious. Is that contagious?
There you go.
Because there was this girl last week.
My hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. And? No. Well, I didn't have any more got to be glue spray, so I used this. Gorilla glue spray.
She put Gorilla glue in her hair.
Bad idea.
Yeah, yo, I know look, that, yeah.
My hair?
Yeah.
It don't move.
It don't move. No. I mean, it's Gorilla glue. It's going to hold. Gorillas are strong. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking, putting Gorilla glue in her hair. But anyway, she had to go to the doctor because of the Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
Went to a surgeon to get that out because she couldn't do anything to get it out. Well, like I said, I think it's contagious because now there's another fool.
You guys, my hair will not comb.
Y'all, I'm going to the hospital right now. I'm on my way to the emergency room. Guys, I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why would people do that?
Wait, what is she going to the hospital for?
She put Gorilla Glue in her hair, too.
Not a second sap.
There's more people. Google it. There's more people putting Gorilla Glue in their hair because this one person did. I don't know why.
Did they think it was an advertisement? I mean, it's just,
if it was viral marketing, Gorilla quote marketing,
yeah,
they did a brilliant job. They did a brilliant job, Gorilla Glue, because now we know it will hold anything.
Well, you got to put the Gorilla Glue in your gun safe because, you know, the kids, they get a hold of it and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, please do me a favor. And I know you're not good. You're not dumb enough, Munch.
Oh, I got some
don't
dumbness.
Don't do any copying of TikTok challenges, unless it's like the ice bucket challenge. Remember that one? It was good. It was raising money for ALS.
Yeah.
We dumped cold water on our heads. Nobody got hurt, just a little chilly. But you see all these other stupid things all over social media, and these kids are copying it. Now they're ending up in the hospital, having to get surgery to remove stupid things. It's really
from where?
I'm just
that's the issue.
That's the problem. You'd never know where people are putting things. It's just a shame.
Here we go. Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty. It's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
And we're back with sports. What's going on in the lighter side of sports, Paul?
Well, it's not really that light on this one, but Munch loves obscure sports, so I'm going to start out with some swimming. Scott Miller is a former Australian Olympic swimmer. He got busted with $1.6 million worth of meth. And down in Australia, they must not have a big meth problem because they're calling him a kingpin down there. So, I don't think $1.6 million is a kingpin because I guarantee there's a dude in Murfreesboro right now with a trailer that has at least $1.6 million of meth in it as we speak. There's no way. I can't even play the crickets for that.
That is a great story.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, it was really about swimming, but it's not. It was about meth. So that puts a smile on a lot of people's
faces. Finally turning Munch around.
Yeah.
Finally turning Munch around. This is great. Hey, I got some very serious sports news here, too. WWE, I don't know if you guys follow, but Bow Wow, the rapper, wants to become a wrestler. Now, he's following in the footsteps of Bad Bunny, which apparently is having quite the arc on WWE right now. So,
is that their wrestling names? Wait a minute. Is that wrestling names or is that their real names?
That's their rap names, right? You remember Bow Wow when he was Lil Bow Wow?
Oh, so you now he's just Bow Wow.
Formerly known as Lil.
Okay.
Now he's just Bow Wow.
So, he wants to be a wrestler. I don't know if you know this or not, Paul. Maybe we should have clarified this beforehand. Wrestling's fake.
Nah, it's not fake.
It's not a real sport.
Just, come on.
It's not a real
entertainment.
Sport.
Entertainment. He's holding entertainment. Leave it alone. Unlike this show, it's entertainment. All right. So, a lot of people don't like LeBron James for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is that he flops all the time, right? So, this weekend, he got warned for flopping once again, and it was a pretty bad one against Memphis, I got to say. But if he flops again, he's going to get a $5,000 fine, which he probably has in his sock drawer. But you raise your hand, Patrick. You don't like him, do you?
I hate LeBron James. He will stop, drop, and roll it. He will flop and even roll it. Watch him flop, 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 flop. When the game is on the line or he really needs some time, he will flop, 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 flop. When he needs some hydration, he will fake a confrontation, do a flop, 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 flop. Watch King James flop. Breathe on him, he'll drop. Someone get a mop. Watch LeBron go flop. Come on, let's all watch him flop. He's a pro at it. He's a pro at it.
Penrod Radio is on.
Good morning. 888-PENROD-1. It's the hotline to happiness. If you'd like to reach out and touch us, call anytime. Maybe I'll answer. Maybe I'll let you get a voicemail. I don't recognize the number. You know, I actually read that 92% of people do not answer numbers they don't know anymore.
You got to stop giving your creditors the Penrod 1 number and give them your personal
number.
That's true. Yeah, stop telling the creditor, we can give me a Penrod 1.
You know what? Not to go off on a different subject. There's one creditor that calls me.
Really?
I'll be honest. Because it was I went to a skin doctor, you know, for these funny bumps I have.
Yeah.
And I called him. And at the time, I didn't have insurance. And I said, what's this going to cost me for a visit?
Yeah.
$178. I said, all right, I'm bringing cash. $178. So I went. I was there 9 minutes.
Yikes.
Completely.
Oh.
I got in and out.
Okay.
9 minutes. Then I got a bill for $113 after the fact.
Oh.
And I called. I said, what is this bill for? Well, because she wrote you a script. I said, so I paid $178 cash just to walk in the front door, and you're going to charge me another $113 because she had to write a script in the 9 minutes I was visiting you.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not paying it. Well, you have to pay it. I don't have to pay nothing. I'm not paying it.
Yeah.
So I have one creditor, and they've called me, and I told them, I'm not paying that bill. That's ridiculous. Just for her to write her name on a script?
Do you want the 100?
I'm not paying that.
You want the $113?
No, it's the principle of the matter, Munch. It's the principle.
Changing my car stuff?
No. What did you learn today?
I learned.
Aside the fact that I'm stubborn.
Yes, you are very stubborn. I learned that when you are expected to lie, you cannot do it. You, Paulie, me, We're trying to lie to see if we can get caught in a lie, and we could not tell lies. Not one of us, because it was a lie hack or whatever we did earlier, not one of us was able to tell a lie when on the spot. We went to a true story every time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Well, I learned doctors are warned against these senseless TikTok trends of putting stupid stuff in your hair.
Glue, in case you can't read. Don't put it on your skin. You don't put it on your skin. Gorilla glue, in case you can't read.
Yeah, please don't put Gorilla glue in your skin, on your hair, anything. It's not the smartest thing to do. What is smart? Tuning in tomorrow morning. We'll be back at 5 o'clock right here on the Penrod Show. Have a great day.